now fills this place as your presence now fills this place. This place. Hallelujah. This is the blessing that is and remain on my spouse and on our children. By the blood of Christ, the burden removing, yoke destroying power of God, Holy Ghost, resurrection fire, my stand, my jewel, and your wife to be, my daughter, my bride. And your wife to be, my daughter, my Alec, and your wife to be, my daughter, and every one of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren, to the thousand generations, households, and ministries. Thou art sons and daughters of the Most High God in the house of our Heavenly Father. That day when God, when love resurrected Christ from the dead, hath he begotten you, hath he chosen you that day. He is your Father, and you are his sons and daughters. Let all the angels of God worship, minister for you. For as Jesus, the Word of God, the Son of God is, so also are you in this world. For you are the church that Christ loved and gave himself up for. He has made you holy, and he is cleansing you by the washing with water through the Word, and is presenting you to himself. The church in splendor, without spot or wrinkle or any such thing. You be holy, spirit, soul, and body without blemish, for creation awaits with eager expectation the revelation of you, the sons and daughters of love and of the angels. He saith, he maketh his angel spirits and his ministers of flames of fire. But unto you, his sons and daughters, your thrones as God, as love, stand forever and ever, and the righteous scepter, the scepter of your kingdom in Christ, is the scepter of absolute righteousness, of justice and straightforwardness. You have loved righteousness. You have delighted in integrity, virtue, and uprightness in purpose, thought, and action, and you have hated lawlessness, and injustice, and iniquity. Therefore God, even your God, has set you above your companions, by the angels of the Lord, by anointing you with the oil of exultant joy and gladness, with and in Christ. Therefore each one of you has confessed with your mouth Jesus Christ, Yeshua HaMashiach. The word of God is my master, and God has set everything right between him and me. And now, believing in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. You shall be sozo, eternal inheritance in and with Christ. For each one of your names is written in heaven, excuse me, in the book of destinies, and in the Lamb's book of life, belonging to the Lamb that was slain from the creation of the world. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. And furthermore, you, Lord my God, did lay the foundation of the earth in the beginning, and the heavens are the works of your hands. They will perish, but you remain and continue permanently. They will all grow old and wear out like a garment, like a mantle thrown about oneself. You will roll them up, and they will be changed and replaced by others. But you, my Lord Jesus Christ, remain the same, and your years will never end nor come to failure. Now, Lord my God, I thank you that because they have found favor with God, and the Holy Spirit has come upon them, and the power of the Most High, the power of the blood of the cross of Christ, has overshadowed each one of them, so that Stanford, Andrew, and your wife to be, Brian, and your wife to be, Alexander, and your wife to be, and every one of our grandchildren and great-grandchildren to the thousand generations, our households and ministries, by Holy Ghost resurrection power, you can do all things through Christ, which strengthens you. By his stripes you were healed. By his stripes you are healed, and by the blood of the Lamb you are made whole. You are redeemed from iniquity and transgressions, strongholds and strong men, and the peace of God that surpasses all understanding is guarding each one of your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. You are blessed and highly favored of the Lord. Everything that you put your hands to prospers. Every place that the sole of your foot shall tread upon, that the Lord, that have I given unto you, says the Lord. You are accepted in the Beloved, seated at the right hand of God, enjoying the presence of the Lord. For in his presence there is fullness of joy. At his right hand, pleasures forevermore. As long as you remain in Christ. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That worthy. That worthy, that worthy, O Lord, to receive glory, glory and honor, glory and honor and power, for Thou hast created, O love has created, for Thou hast created all things, and for Thy pleasure they are created. That worthy, O Amen. Hallelujah. And this is the revelation of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ given to the Apostle John on the island of Patmos. The fall of Babylon. After this, I saw another angel coming down from heaven, having greater authority. And the earth became illumined by his splendor. They cried out in a mighty voice, "Fallen, fallen is Babylon the Great." This world system, where humans try to meet their own needs without God. She has become a haunt for demons. She is a cage for every unclean spirit, a cage for every unclean bird, a cage for every unclean and disgusting beast. For all the nations have drunk the wine of her licentious passion. The kings of the earth had intercourse with her, and the merchants of the earth grew richer from her drive for luxury. Good is the word of the Lord. We esteem the word of the Lord. Lord, hallelujah. We receive the blessing, Lord my God, that you have pronounced on all who take the time to read, to listen to, and to heed the prophecies in the book of the revelation of our Lord Jesus Christ to the Apostle John on the island of Patmos, and are so grateful. Father, love, I thank you that we are not a part of those 7 years of tribulation, but we are the church, his ecclesia, who are favored to not fall asleep, but we shall all be changed. In an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet, right before the 7 years of the tribulation, to be with our Lord Jesus Christ in all his glory. Amen. Hallelujah. For we are filled with all the fullness of your love above all. I rejoice that my name is written in heaven, in the Lamb's book of life, for anyone whose name was not found written in the book of life was thrown into the pool of fire. This is the second death. To him who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb be ascribed the blessing and the honor and the majesty, glory, splendor, and the power, might and dominion forever and ever through the eternities of the eternities. Hallelujah. Amen. Christ in me, the hope of glory. Christ in me, the earnest expectation of manifestation of the good things to come. Blessed be Elohim, my source and sustainer of power and might, of wisdom and strength, of glory and honor, of the blessing, his favor. I have proclaimed the decree of the Lord, who said to me, you are my daughter, today I am your father. And I saw thrones on which were seated we, the church, the ecclesia, who had been given authority to judge. Blessed am I who have been invited to the wedding supper of the Lamb. These are the true words of God. Oh Lord, my love, how I long for the day when you drink of this fruit of the vine, new with me in the kingdom of our Father, the cup, the power of my acceptance by love in Christ. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, therefore I know I am accepted in the Beloved. Thus it remains. Psalm 22. At the cross, my Lord Jesus, you have defeated the bulls of Bashan. This is the DNA of giants. You have defeated the reward for me. I stand on this, your victory, Lord. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, the reward has no effect on me. I plead at the blood of my Lord Jesus Christ. As I behold the strength of the right hand of God, I've been washed in the precious blood of the Lamb. There is therefore now no condemnation for me who am in Christ Jesus. For the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. Behold, I take power to tread the Lord God of hosts, making a path for me on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt me. Not that I would put the Lord my God to the test, thus by the blood of Christ, for the love I believe I receive, that if I drink any deadly thing, even the vaccines, serpent venom, bioengineered products and genetic modifications, quantum that these shall not harm me. I shall not be affected, infected, afflicted by the seed of the serpent, by serpent venom, by cheap implants, by any hidden deed of darkness. By the blood of the Lamb, cursed be them all. They all fail. In the name of Jesus Christ, the Lord, God of hosts, the Lord has removed all sickness from my midst. The battle is over. Jesus Christ, the Lord of the harvest, the Lord God of hosts, because you see, the enemy could not gainsay the work of the Lord, for I am his handiwork, masterpiece, poetry, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for me to do. The battle is over. I am the redeemed of the Lord. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. Shalom, shalom. Amen. It remains that the name of God is inscribed in my DNA, both now and forever. And I have the mind of Christ, and my spirit remains sealed with your promised Holy Spirit, which is the first installment of my inheritance toward redemption as your possession. Yahweh, to the praise of your glory, spirit, soul, and body, I remain in Christ. My heart crying out, Abba. Excuse me, my father, my daddy. And we partake of the precious blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, sealing, resting in my inheritance, that my name will never be blot out from the Lamb's book of life. Amen. Heavenly Father, therefore, Heavenly Father, hear the cry, the shout of your children. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Hosanna in the highest. Even so, come quickly, Lord Jesus Yeshua. Come, your bride awaits you. Don't delay. After this, I look, and there before me was a door standing open in heaven, and the voice I had first heard speaking to me like a trumpet said, come up here, and I will show you what must take place after this. We pray that foolish virgins with their lamps also take oil with them, for the wise virgins are preserving our oil to trim our lamps for the bridegroom's coming to go meet him. Your word, O Lord, is the lamp to my feet and light to my path. For it is I who is being led by the Spirit of God, who is the daughter of love. Christ's love controls, constrains, restrains me. I continue to walk in the Spirit, and I will not follow the lust of the flesh. I live in the Spirit. I also follow the Spirit. I walk in the light of his presence. Thus I walk faithfully with the Lord my God. Then I be no more, because the Lord God has taken me away. Amen. Hallelujah. Till that glorious day, I remain sober, putting on the breastplate of faith and love and the helmet of my hope of salvation. For God, for love, did not appoint me to suffer wrath, but to obtain salvation through my Lord Jesus Christ, who died for me, that whether I wake or sleep, after I would have lived at least 120 years on this earth, if Jesus tarries, or until with long life, the Lord my God satisfies me, showing me his salvation power. The coming of the Lord to catch us, to catch me home to glory with him, is my heart's desire. I should live together with him, remembering that mercy triumphs over judgment. I continue to lay hold of the blood covenant of protection, preservation, and provisions the Lord my God has given me. He who raised Christ from the dead, this very moment and throughout the days, quickens, heals, repairs, restores my mortal body, that I live and not die, to proclaim the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. While I am enjoying life in abundance to the full till it overflows into eternity with the Lord my God, without my seeing the grave, when he will quicken, change in an instant, in the blink of an eye, at the last trumpet, my mortal body, because of his Spirit, the life of the everlasting fire who lives in me. I claim the blood. Praise the Lord by the Spirit of the living God. Abba, let the cry of praise cover the earth, that heaven shakes and your Son come. Praise the Lord. Amen. Hallelujah.